Greg Churchill, Nick Collins, In It For The Kicks, only on Howricky.
Welcome along, this is In It For The Kicks. It is the electronic music show on Radio Howricky. We are your electronic ambassadors. My name is Nick Collins. This is episode 17.
That's a pretty unlucky number for a certain man from Switzerland, I hear this week, Nick.
Why is that?
Seb Blatter, 17 years in the job, and he decided the writing was on his wall. He's gone.
Now, when I was 17, I wasn't playing football, and I definitely wasn't the FIFA boss. I was more of a rugby man. In fact, here's a little known fact. I got colours, so distinction, for playing rugby.
Woohoo!
In the first 15.
Well, that's great.
Rugby jock and dance music nerd.
The two shouldn't really go together, should they?
Well, apparently not. But what were you doing when you were 17? You were a sporty person?
Oh, I was a bit of both. But I'll tell you here's a strange little fact I only just worked out. In 1980, I was 17, and The Cure's second album, 17 Seconds, was released that year. They toured New Zealand, and it was my first experience ever at a gig with a strobe light.
Nice.
It was amazing.
And if you're out there and you're looking for a little bit of a cure from the Friday blues, well, we've got you sorted. Tonight, we've got a double helping of Grub.
We've got the listener choice, which is definitively Defected Records.
And, I've had a bit of a sneak preview to this one. Back in My Day, our feature, it returns, and it is a track that I have had so many dance floor moments with.
But anyway, let's kick things off from Say Apollo. This is the very first non-European artist to appear on Rainer Weichold's Gold Records, which comes out of Munich, Bruno Thurlin. And the track is called High Sec. Love it, enjoy it, and let's get the show rolling.
It's In It For The Kicks with myself, Nick Collins, and Greg Churchill.
You're listening to In It For The Kicks with Greg Churchill and Nick Collins.
How you kick off a show. You were listening to In It For The Kicks. It is the dance music radio show right here on Howricky. That was Bruno Thurlin, a track called High Sec.
And this is Manchester-based trio North Base. They've collaborated with Stapleton, and the track right now is Can I Live.
Me all do they feed up, kick back, but I can't complain. Mom's on my case again, no doubt, looks like I'm gonna get shifted now. Told her once I don't wanna leave home, I don't wanna pay bills, I don't wanna pay tax. She boxed me up with a baseball bat on the back of my legs and it hurt like, I was like, Mom, please allow that. You're not funny, I'm big, I hit back. I'm done talking, I'm going up a shop for a packet of crimps and a can of popcorn. Let's bump, it's getting on top, got a new pair of Vans and a sack to rock. I got fresh new teeth and matches like that. Not fresh, but you know them, one. Sponsored by fans, nah, might as well be the take of my wages. Long skate, don't wanna be famous, wanna grow up, still use my penis. Like tonight at this party, a genius, grab two beer from the shop. Not small, small king size, Mr. Shotgun front seat on. Wrist of fame on the dial like standard, crank it, windows low landed. Got a feeling, feel euphoric, serotonin, feeling on it. Look, stop it, look, forward, touchdown at the party, Norwood. Rules and regs, simply lawless, one being in the corner, flawless.
a.m. Two memories stored in the bank, and I'm gonna share this spark feeling hang. Gotta get a move on, gotta reach cap. I need food, bang and smash. No cash, gotta pay by plastic, lactic acid, pain in my hamstring. Still hurting last night's beacon. I need a stretch, you know that feeling. Was alone, but that got me a wifey. Then she found out she would end my lifey. In the kitchen with a stick, down my gypsy. Up shit creek, got a dose of the clapsy.
We played a slightly different version of that one last week. That was North Face and Stapleton. Back again. That is Can I Live? Now, if you're feeling the tunes, you can send us some love. We love to hear from you guys. 3483 is the number here in the studio.
And I'm becoming a bit of a fan of this man, JCO, and it's equally great to witness the return of the seminal house label, Glasgow Underground. This is his remix of Grum's Feel It Everywhere. This is JCO's Sunrise Dub. I love it.
In It for the Kicks, an electronic music show with Greg Churchill and Nick Collins.
Feeling kind of searching through all the tunes that we've got tonight, that won't be the last time that we hear from Grum. That was a newish one that is Feel It Everywhere.
Now, I've got a feeling we did play this a few, or maybe even like a couple of months back, but anyway, this was absolutely huge for me in Christchurch on Saturday night. Reminds me remarkably of Creco Castelli's Life Is Changing. Jose Nunez, if you love Subliminal Records or a fan of Eric Morillo, you're going to have seen this man's name everywhere. Track's called Let's Get Jazz.
Jose Nunez right there. Let's get jazz. And if you're feeling a little bit jazzed, well, I will be on Facebook. I'll be posting up a few bits and pieces, so feel free to leave us some comments there. If you're up for it, you can look us up, In It For The Kicks NZ.
And if you're wondering who we are, I am Greg Churchill, and Nick, who's just been talking, that's Nick Collings. Anyway, this is Robert Babich, brand new from him. This is the B-side on his brand new Bedrock 12-inch. Sounds like it came out on vinyl, doesn't it? Anyway, track's called Destiny Disrupted.
The first ever electronic music show on Howracki. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights.
Howracki, Howracki.
Techno Acid House Royalty there. Robert Babich, brand new from him. Destiny Disrupted, and that is out on John DeGuy's Bedrock Records.
For some, going to the best nightclubs in the world is the stuff dreams are made of. For others, like Wellingtonian DJ Kaneskis, tonight's tale from the dance floor puts a bit of a dampener of a different kind on your night.
In it for the kicks. Tales from the dance floor.
Yeah, about this time last year, I was over in London and decided to go check out the scene, and favourite nightclub has always been one of those. It's been on my bucket list for a very long time now. We get down there and DJ EZ's playing. He's one of the best old school DJs from the garage scene and that kind of jungle feel. I was absolutely loving the vibes. Anyway, just having a great old time dancing away. And I feel this a bit of a wet patch starting to develop on the back of my leg. I'm thinking, oh, some poor smuck's just poured his beer all over me. And then all of a sudden it just comes across my brain. It's actually warm. What's going on here? I turn around and there's this dude just literally having a good old pee all over my leg. I was not happy. Just went, shoved the dude away, went and told the security, and they just shrugged off like it was just absolutely nothing wrong. That was my experience at Fabric. It was still awesome. DJ EZ smashed the place. An amazing night, apart from the pain on my leg.
And a big thank you going out to Kaneskis for that rather soggy story. And if you guys out there have a tale from the dance floor, well, I'd love to hear from you. You can email us. Maybe just go grab a pen and a bit of paper. InitForTheKicksNZ@gmail.com. The first of our Reva Star tunes tonight. Seems like it's double tunes all around. This one, however, it's an Italian triple threat, as he teams up with the fellow Italian Santos for a brand new offering. It's called Falling On You. Remix duties come courtesy of David Squilance? Any ideas how to pronounce that?
I don't know, but his name seems to pop up all the time on the new disco releases.
Squilance. He's also out of Italy, and he is a firm favourite. If you're ever in Ibiza, go to DC10. It's one of the most respected techno clubs out there. Bit of an upfront one for you. It's coming out June 15 on the Hot Creations record label. Check it out. Let's go. One right there, brand new one from Reva Star alongside his buddy Santos. I'm not even going to try and pronounce the remix's name, but maybe have a look on the track listing that we will put up on Facebook probably around about Monday or Tuesday.
David Squillace.
Damn you.
In it for the kicks, Greg Churchill top three.
Okay, top three for me this week. Here are my three magic numbers. First up, Rory Quigley, and the track is called Forever Touch. We played this one last week. In fact, I'm going to play two tracks I played last week here in the top three. This reminds me quite a bit of Mateo Murphy's huge track that came out on Underwater for around about 2006 called Meltdown. Anyway.
The first ever electronic music show on Howracky. This is In It for the Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights.
Howracky. Howracky.
Touching right now.
Two magic number. This is a repeat from last week. This is Promo, a track called 6:15 in the Morning. This was another one that was absolutely massive over last weekend. And I'm sending this one out to everyone who has sat in a cab as the sun's come up after a big night out.
And also, something as well, we're still trying to find out what that sample is. It's proving rather elusive.
Radio Power Game.
Number three, week by week, my love and respect for Dawley just increases and grows. He's come a long way since his remix, his dubstep remix of Dizzy Rascal's... What was that big track of his?
Bonkers.
Bonkers. Anyway, fully immersed in the classic 90s house sound, this is Dawley's outstanding remix of Sven Tasnadi's My Groove.
The first ever electronic music show on Howracky. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday night.
Howracky.
Three magic numbers this week. Number three, you've just been listening to Sven Tasnadi, the Stories remix of My Groove, promo 6:15 in the morning. And we kicked it all off with Rory Quigley. He's from Auckland, and that one was called The Forever Touch. Hope you enjoy them.
And keeping you on your toes, just changing things up a little bit, Lynx. He's a drum and bass producer out of Portsmouth in the UK. He has a master's degree in audio technology, whatever that means, and a ton of studio experience, spanning back to his hardcore days in 1996 through to forming the Lynx alias in around 2002. He's had two absolutely awesome albums to his name, and this week he's adding a third. Lynx released his brand new album on one of the biggest labels in drum and bass, Hospital Records. It is called I Am Lynx, and off that album, I'll pick this one. It's Claptrack from Lynx.
listening to In It For The Kicks with Greg Churchill and Mick Collins.
Power Ricky.
That was Link's clap track. Anyway, that's out on Hospital Recordings, and he comes from Portsmouth. And isn't John Davis from Portsmouth originally?
The very legendary New Zealand promoter. Nearly DMC champ.
He was second, wasn't he, to Chad Jackson?
He was second. I had the pleasure of doing a rather large interview with him. If you want to check that out, check out my own personal Nick Collins SoundCloud, but I'll also link it on ours as well.
Anyway, ghetto funk, booty bass, Miami bass, call it what you want, but I'll tell you what, I love this stuff. Nick and I reckon we're going to do a show all based on this one night. Well, at least, let's give it half an hour.
How are we going to get away with every second word being a curse word?
DJ Assault, DJ Godfather, Big Frieda, DJ Funk, they've all said yes, okay?
Radio Hierarchy.
Bang it, I like it when you bang it. Now let me see you shake it. I wanna see you shake it. Now let me see you freak it. I love it when you freak it. Now let me see you work it. I wanna see you twerk it. Now let me see you bang it. I like it when you bang it. Now let me see you shake it. I wanna see you shake it. Now let me see you freak it. I love it when you freak it. Now let me see you work it. I wanna see you twerk it. Now let me see you bang it. I like it when you bang it. Now let me see you shake it. I wanna see you shake it. Now let me see you freak it. I love it when you freak it. Now let me see you work it. I wanna see you twerk it. Now let me see you bang it. I like it when you bang it. Now let me see you shake it. I wanna see you shake it. Now let me see you freak it. I love it when you freak it. Now let me see you work it. I wanna see you twerk it. Now let me see you bang that. Till you pass out, shake that. Till you pass out, freak that. Till you pass out, work that. Till you pass out, bang that. Till you pass out, shake that. Till you pass out, freak that. Till you pass out, work that. Till you pass out, bang that. Till you pass out, shake that. Till you pass out, freak that. Till you pass out, work that. Till you pass out, bang that. Till you pass out, shake that. Till you pass out, freak that. Till you pass out, work that. Till you pass out.
pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out. Bang that till you pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out. Bang that till you pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out. Bang that till you pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out. Bang that till you pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out. Bang that till you pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out. Bang that till you pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out. Bang that till you pass out. Shake that till you pass out. Freak that till you pass out. Work that till you pass out.
Nick Collins, In It For The Kicks, only on Howricky.
In It For The Kicks, I'm Greg Churchill. Next to me is Nick Collins. We are here for another hour till midnight. Nick, coming up we have...
Oh man, we have got so many new tunes. It is getting absolutely ridiculous. In fact, now you know how TV stations have that saying, how does it go, Express from the US? Well, with the amount of forthcoming goodies we have this week, we're going to need something like, you know, Express off the press, you know, like the final press. Now this one right now, it comes out to the masses 6 weeks' time. So remember where you heard it first. It is a rather tasty slice of progressive awesomeness from Manchester producer Winter Sun. This is the Baal remix of the track called Polar Vanquish, coming out as part of the Words for Snow EP. Now I don't think that's got anything to do with Game of Thrones.
The first ever electronic music show on Howricky. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights.
Howricky, Howricky.
Friday nights, 10 till midnight. We're in it for the kicks. Electronic beats from now and back in the day with Greg Churchill and Nick Collins.
Winter Sun, track called Polar Vanquish. That was the Baal remix? B-A-A-L, all in capital letters. Anyway, copy-paste Soul on Suara. Now, this is a reason for me to get excited.
Now, I kind of kept this one a little bit sort of secret, Greg, because I knew that you would be excited. Being that we had played copy-paste Soul, the track Move Your Body, we played that a couple of times on the show, and we are big fans of Suara. And you know what? It's a bit of a promo. It isn't out just yet. It's coming out in a few days' time, so we kind of just ahead of the curve on this one. It is off the Pong EP. Now, I'm hoping that's like the old like computer game.
Beer Pong?
Well, it could be Beer Pong. Not too sure. But it's a brand new one from Copy Paste Soul. The track is called Voyage. We'll be right back.
That was Copy Paste Soul, brand new one called Voyager. That is out on Monday, out on the Suara label out of Spain. Now, I'm excited. You're listening to In It For The Kicks. I am Greg Churchill. Nick Collings is the man right beside me, and you're going to talk next, aren't you?
I am. Did you just get a text, Greg? Did you not even turn off your phone during the show?
I've heard many an announcer have that same beep on here, so I'm part of a special group or a family or a clan.
At least you know it's authentic. This week's listener choice. It is, well, every single week we do the listener choice. It's where we get interactive with each and every single one of you guys out there, the In It For The Kicks fans. But this week's topic, we've gone kind of housey by giving you the choice to choose your favourite record from one of the most prestigious labels in the genre. This week's topic is definitively Defected, as in Defected Records. As per usual, social media lit up, the private messages flowed in. I always have to deal with those, Greg. You should see what some people say about us. God, it's out of sight. We're going to play this week's listener choice for this week. Roy, he suggested an absolute beauty from Sandy Rivera featuring Hayes, a track called Changes. And he said, he goes, I love summer and this reminds me of summer. And well, in amongst all the miserable rain and disgusting weather we've had over the past few days, well, I think we can all do with a little bit of sunshine. So for Roy, this week's listener choice, definitively Defected, is Sandy Rivera featuring Hayes. It's Changes. Get your phone, Greg.
In It For The Kicks, listener choice.
Yeah. going through some changes. 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 Going through some changes.
Definitively defected, okay. Sandy Rivera featuring Hayes, track was called Changes.
Now I'm especially sending this one out to Caitlyn Jenner, going through some changes. And after that, absolutely amazing pun. This one right here, it's a second helping from Reva Starr. Tonight, collaborating with the Chicago legend himself, DJ Pierre. And what makes Pierre so special, he is often referenced and playing a huge part in the acid house movement of the very late 80s. It's part of the group Future. Greg, you know all about Future, don't you?
Yeah, and he turned his back on acid house after about 3 years as well. He went back to New York and embraced garage and gospel house.
Nice.
And only recently has he sort of turned his hand back to acid, as there's been a little bit of a resurgence, as it seems to resurge every 5 or so years.
Well, he hasn't stopped bringing the tweaky goodness on this particular one. Out soon on the Falling on Acid EP. It's Reva Starr and Pierre. Track, get on board. It's Acid Train.
Quality beats from now right through to back in the day. In it for the kicks with Greg Churchill and Nick Collings.
Radio Hierarchy.
Having a little nosy around at some of the messages that we've had coming through. I love getting new people discovering the show. And it looks like we've got quite a lot of support in the last 7 days, both on Facebook and also via the text machine here. Big shout out to Bane, who discovered the show last week.
And a big shout out to Paul from Taranaki and also Paul from Tauranga, who's a big fan.
Last week, Paul from Taranaki was a big, big fan. He especially loved the Wooden Tops in your New Zealand past.
And also a big hello to Tim Oakley and Kerry Kerry and JD as well.
And as always, if you'd love a shout out, 3483 is the number. Or quite often, we're kind of going back and forth from our Facebook page during the show. So look us up, In It For The Kicks NZ.
And coming up very soon, we're going to tell you about next week's listener choice.
Back in my day, it's the part of the show where we talk to the people who wrote some of the biggest records of our time. This week, it means an absolute hell of a lot to me, as I've had more than a few dance floor moments with this one. Holy heck, it's been a big one for me. We're going to cast your minds back to 1992, and a track by today's standards would probably be classed as trance. But back then, it was played by absolutely everyone. Now, the name Jam Almar may not instantly be a name that you're very familiar with, but what if I said Jam and Spoon? Now, together is Jam and Spoon. Jam Almar and Mark Spoon had over 14 dance singles hit in the German pop charts, including 2 number one hits. I'm going to go back, however, to where it all began. Tonight, for one of the most iconic Jam and Spoon remixes ever, still to this day, gives me a tingle down my spine. I'm excited. Let's hear the story of Age of Love, the Age of Love, the epic, the amazing, the fantastic Jam and Spoon. Watch out for Stella Mix.
In It For The Kicks, back in my day.
Well, it was just at the beginning of the Jam and Spoon project, and I was like, I liked the original already at that time very, very much. It was a huge club hit at the Dorian Gray. I said, yeah, come on, let's do that. I mean, this is a fantastic track. Come on, let's go and make a remix. Age of Love was finished. Very, very soon after that, also Stella was finished. And because of we wanted to raise a bit of expectation for the record, and so we called one of the remixes of Age of Love is called Watch Out for Stella Remix. Stella was Mark's former girlfriend. One of my daughters is called Stella too. She's 16 now, and of course at that time she wasn't. She was out there in the orbit, waiting to reincarnate.
What did Mark's girlfriend think of that when the remix was called Watch Out for Stella? Do you think it was like a revenge record?
I don't know what was really going on there, you know. I know just that there was a lot of drama going on there. We knew that the record, that the remix turned out quite well. And we said, yeah, this is going to be a nice, good tool for DJs. The track already in the original was very, very strong. And so it was kind of a, you know, that helped, you know, that the record already, you know, in its original was very good. But we never thought that it was going to be that big. And I still play it in my DJ set. And also when I'm booked for Jam and Spoon Live set, it's my introductionary track, and it still works, you know. Also, when I play a contemporary techno set, you know, I sometimes take just for fun. I play this record at the very end of the set, and I play in clubs where the people are sometimes really, really young, and I'm quite sure that they don't know the track. Maybe they've heard about, but usually people don't know about Jam and Spoon anymore. You know, this young generation who goes clubbing, they never heard about Jam and Spoon. So when I play this record, you know, the club is always bursting. You know, people are getting really, really ecstatic and really loving the track. And it still works. I don't know. It has a certain chemistry that is just a good amount of everything that a club track needs, probably.
And this one actually happened to be one of my most favourite interviews ever. Now, I'm not going to give too much away, but Jam Almar, he's been part of many other chart-topping dance acts that you're going to hear more of in the future on In It For The Kicks. If you're smart, you can go and do some homework and figure out what those ones are.
Radio Power Game. Come on.
Dance with me, move your body, or dance with me, move your body, or dance with me, move your body, or like a bit. We'll be right back.
this is Jam Ma from Jam and Spoon, and you're listening to In It for the Kicks on Radio Hierarchy.
Electronic music show on Hauraki. This is In It for the Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights.
Premise is simple for Optimus Grime and Third Law, the Kiwi D&B producers. A new tune every new moon, and that's why the label is called Fortnite. Landed just 2 days back, this one. This is Third Law. The track is Restless.
Move with
spanking new Kiwi drum and bass for you. Third Law, track's called Restless.
And in the words of Flavor Flav, Nick.
Hit me!
With your top three.
In it for the kicks, Nick Collins' top three.
And these are the three tunes that hopefully the Black Caps are still partying to over there in the UK. Kicking things off. Well, we played the B-side, the flip side, a couple of weeks back. And right now we're playing the A-side, partly because it has got a music video that just came out a couple of days ago. Claude Von Stroke out of San Francisco. The track's called Make a Cake. Now, maybe make a note to go and view the video for Make a Cake at midnight after the show. Believe me, it may not quite be suitable for children. It's my first choice tonight.
How are you?
Second one out the gate this evening. The In It For The Kicks faithful will already know this one. It is fast becoming one of my tunes of the year. It's back yet again. Love the kind of proggy vibes on this one. Sebastian Leger. If you haven't heard it, sit back, relax, listen for the build, love the journey. The track is called Soldier. It's out right now on Temple of Lions.
First ever electronic music show on Howracky. This is In It For The Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights.
Howracky.
10 to round things off tonight. The B-side, or the flip side. I know I say that quite a bit, but we are kind of that vinyl generation, both Greg and I. So we've flipped the record over. Sudi and Matt S. We played their track Ice Cream last week. Well, I hadn't heard the other side of it until now. Man, it is awesome. So right now I'm going to play it for you. Demystifying. Favorite tunes this week, counting them back, Sudi and Matt S, Demystifying, before that, Sebastian Lee, Just Soldier, love that tune, and kicking it all off with Claude Von Stroke, Make a Cake, out on Duty Bird.
Okay, gigs tonight, probably happening right now, Tokyo Monster, absolutely wonderful when she played here last year in Auckland. Anyway, San Fran tonight in Wellington.
The Auckland Techno Collective, sounds very authoritative. They are at the Iron Bar in Auckland.
Keys to the Church at Ink Bar, that's happening right now. Bevan is playing and I will be on from 1 a.m.
Tomorrow night, Jackie Murder from the Chopstick Dub Plate is on at Ducks Live in Christchurch. And finally, in Wellington, tomorrow night, Deep and Under presents Housework. That is at Laundry on Cuba Street. Now, next week's listener choice, the label. They did House. They did Prog. They did splatterings of techno, and they did trance. Owned by Red Jerry, its reign as an exciting label was cemented by the onslaught. And do I mean onslaught? Holy hell, they had some great records from guys like Energy 52. Remember Café Del Mar? Lustral, JX, Felix, you know, Don't You Want Me? Matt Dari, Nalen and Kane, Three Drives. From the year 1993 right up until 2003. And unfortunately, it had a bit of financial trouble, but it popped back up again for another couple of years, and then it was dissolved in 2010. The label I am talking about is Huge Tunes. It's spelled H-O-O-J. So next week's listener choice is going to be Huge Tunes from Huge Tunes.
I'm going to get indulgent, and I'm going to play my favourite from Huge. And in fact, here's another little bit of information. The first MP3 I ever bought was of a Huge tune. Anyway, it wasn't this one. This is Jark Prongo, remixed by Dave Clark. Oh, I'm just going to melt.
It's moving through your system.
Let's do it. Radio Hierarchy. my all-time Hooge tune favourite, Jack Prongo. Trick would move it through your system, and that was Dave Clark's immense remix from 1999.
Now, these guys have been responsible for just an absolute myriad of huge, huge tunes, pardon the pun right there, under other names. They were Chocolate Puma, they were Rhythm Killers, they were Reva, oh, the classic Good Men, Give It Up, that was them.
Clatch.
Tom Bavera as well. I'm looking forward to next week's listener choice. Huge tunes from Huge Tunes.
Okay, without question, Manchester's Paper Recordings is one of the most iconic house labels of all time. So let's close the show out tonight with one of my all-time favourites from those boys. This is the Papa Washington Trio, and from 2002, let's play Trip to Janeiro.
Electronic music show on Howracky. This is In It For The Kicks. 10 till midnight Friday nights.
Howracky.
That has been yet another In It For The Kicks. That was episode 17. Holy hell, they go so damn fast. Well, we kind of have been forming a tradition of saying what our favourite part of the show is. So, Greg, favourite part of tonight's show?
I think it would be an insult not to mention Age of Love.
Well, you saw how bananas I went in the studio when we played that one again. Haven't heard it in ages. Still a classic. I have to agree with you. We've got Snap yet again. We said Snap. We got it sorted. That was Age of Love, both of our favourite parts of tonight's show. Don't forget, you can listen back not just to episode 17, but to 16, to 15, to 14, all of them. Check us out on SoundCloud, In It For The Kicks NZ, and that also happens to be our Facebook kind of deets as well.
We'll be back here next week, 10 till midnight, every Friday. I'm running down to Ink Bar right now. I'm going to be on the decks there from 1 till 4 o'clock. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you later.